Waiver Wire, the only fantasy football radio show with more than a dozen multi-time, multi-league, multi-year champions. Listen to the Sleeper Wire show every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dash Talk.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Sleeper Wire Show. We are covering the Week 7 games tonight. Of course, I'm your host, Nick Summerall. With me today, of course, is Dirty Jobs and Mike. Mike, how's it going?
Not too bad. Can't believe we're already in Week 7, though. Man.
Yeah, it came fast, right? I mean, 6 weeks are already gone in the books, and you know, my first question for you is, what's your biggest takeaway from the season right now?
You know, right now is just, it's amazing how injury can affect your team. Like, you know, you think you remember that every year, but then when you sit there and you draft heavy on certain people and certain things, it's just killing me this year, so... The injury bug and drafting deep. Those are the two things that I think I've learned so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my biggest takeaway is that, hey, everybody, get the reminder that running backs do get injured. They don't always stay healthy like last season. So make sure you draft deep in running backs next year, because that's going to be the situation. But, you know, the positive is I mean, there are a lot of good running backs out there. You just got to make sure you get your hands on. I mean, because it was a very strong rookie draft class of running backs, I believe. I mean, look at all the guys that have emerged. I mean, Dalvin Cook before he got injured, Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt, of course. You know, Christian McCaffrey is starting to get rolling there in Carolina. I mean, it's been quite the running back class, like some of us expected for this season. So it's good that it's panned out, at least for us, quote-unquote, gurus out there.
Yeah, you know, in most of my leagues I got, like, where I had Dalvin Cook, I had Doug Martin. So the timing couldn't have been more perfect, although you never want an injury, right? You never want that to happen. But having Doug Martin on the side, that's not a bad thing. And then where I had OBJ, luckily I was invested in Jordy Nelson, which hope to God he can pull out some more fantasy this year.
With Brett Hundley throwing the ball, I mean, you got to think he's still going to probably be the most productive wide receiver there in Green Bay. I could definitely see his numbers taking a tumble.
Yeah, no, totally me too. I'm very nervous. I hope to see some fireworks this weekend.
Yeah, I'm definitely telling people, you know, trade away Jordy Nelson if you can. If you could still get the value for his name, I mean, definitely go for it. Otherwise, I'm not liking his projection for the rest of the season. But anyways, we got a lot of news to cover tonight. As I mentioned, we are going to preview the games for Week 7, do a quick rundown, as we are only limited to an hour-long show, but we're going to make it a good one for you guys. So let's get into it. Let's start with the hot topics for this week. So the biggest hot topic that just will never go away this season, Ezekiel Elliott's going to play. And, I mean, is he getting suspended this season?
You know, with all this stuff happening, like every single time that they get to where he gets another injunction put in and he can play, it really helps his fairness lawsuit that he has against the NFL. So we've got to be getting to a head at this point. Like, either you have enough evidence to convict him and suspend him, or you don't. And so I think we might actually land on that we won't actually see him get suspended this year, simply because I feel like if there is conclusive evidence enough to get this guy, I think we'd see it by now. I think we'd see the suspension by now, or we'd see at least a video or some kind of proof that this man deserves to be on a bench.
I mean, there's been reports, too, that, you know, Zeke's legal team in the NFL have discussed the possibility of a settlement. So, I mean, at least the games would probably be reduced. And, you know, then he would serve some sort of suspension, but it wouldn't be the full 6 games as they probably wanted all along. So, yeah, it's been ridiculous. There's not enough evidence that supports the domestic violence charges that Ezekiel has against him. Or, you know, listen, I wish that there was more evidence to support one or the other as far as whether he did it or he didn't, because then you could really tell what type of guy he is. But you kind of already know what kind of guy he is, don't you? I mean, with the other things that have come out, you know, he's a real party guy. I mean, yeah, he's young and that's kind of expected, but you know, he seems pretty disrespectful out there, you know, outside of the NFL. So my guess is that maybe he didn't hit any women, but he's certainly not a likable character.
Not when you're talking about that. Yeah, no, I can completely agree with that statement. He just, I mean, but at the same time, he don't hate the player, hate the game, right? Like, the guy's just out there living a life and doing his thing. And to me, there's almost really nothing wrong with that either. Like, treat women with respect. Always. That's hands down number one rule. You always treat women with respect. You never do anything that they don't want you to do. So as long as he's doing those things, I'm completely okay with everything else he does. Partying, having fun. It's tough to say. You know, it's one of those things.
Anyway, so at this point, it's too early to tell what kind of an impact this has fantasy-wise. The good news is that we know definite for you Ezekiel Elliott owners out there is that you'll have him for this week and week 8.
One thing I'd like to just jump on real fast with that point is it's don't drop Darren McFadden and don't drop Alfred Morris yet.
I mean, I would drop Darren McFadden because, I still don't see him taking over that role. But, yeah, I mean, definitely don't drop Alfred Morris.
See, and until I see what the role that is defined without Ezekiel Elliott looks like, I've got to hold on to both.
Fair enough. All right, let's move along here. Bilal Powell practiced in full on Thursday, so I would expect him to play. Demaryius Thomas, dealing with a calf bruise, was able to return to practice on Thursday. However, as we know, Emmanuel Sanders sprained his ankle, so Benny Fowler is expected to be the number two for the Broncos. What are you seeing for the fantasy production there for these receivers now in Denver?
They're in Los Angeles this week, and so it's another home game for them.
Not that means much anymore.
Right. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, most of the time, Los Angeles fills the crowd with the other team. I don't really see Denver going here and winning this weekend. I don't. I think they got exposed last week. Again, you've heard me say it plenty of times. I've been probably the guy who's toughest on Denver. Really the only guy I'm feeling very good about, because Brock Osweiler might be quarterback, is C.J. Anderson. I like C.J. Anderson because Los Angeles loves to give up the rush. But I really think Los Angeles is going to win this game.
I wouldn't be surprised if Los Angeles tries to stack the box against C.J. Anderson and dare them to throw, especially if they have Brock Osweiler at the helm.
Right. So, I mean, I'm even considering starting the Chargers defense this week.
It might not be a bad start this week. But, you know, the only thing I always say about these damn division rivalry games is you never know really what's going to end up happening, because the stats get thrown out the window for me every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm proven every time that there's a division game that I'm right about what I say, because people scratch their heads going, who saw that coming? And then it's like, well, I can't say I did, but I definitely knew it wasn't going to be the obvious.
With the exception of Los Angeles and Seattle, the Rams.
Well,
or San Francisco, yeah. I mean, Los Angeles and San Francisco, the 100 point game that nobody saw coming.
Very true. And then, you know, Seahawks sometimes don't beat the Rams either, you know, so that's kind of a surprising one too. But anyways, all right, so let's continue on then down the news path. Jordan Matthews, dealing with a thumb injury, is practicing Thursday. The head coach, Sean McDermott, said that Jordan Matthews hasn't taken as many team reps with this week as the Bills would have liked. So probably going to be a slow go for Jordan Matthews, but you probably weren't starting him anyway. Probably just a bye week fill-in at this point. Keenan Allen was added to the Chargers injury report on Thursday after being limited with a shoulder issue. That is not good news. You think he'll be healthy, though, for this game?
I sure hope so, because he likes to score on Denver. That's the other guy I drafted very heavy this year, mm-hmm. So I just can't take it anymore. Come on, Keenan Allen, get healthy.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm like, don't you get injured on me. I mean, that was the risk with taking Keenan Allen, but...
But we've made it 6 weeks, Nick. Are we past the window of where we have to worry about that? Come on, finish a damn season, Keenan.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Let's certainly hope so. But listen, just because this is on the injury report, it doesn't mean you can sit him at this point unless they clearly say he's inactive. So you're starting Keenan Allen, even though it is against a rough Denver defense. But he somehow will probably make it you know, respectable, I would think.
6 for 80 and a touch if he's on the field.
It would be nice. Sterling Shepard, who's dealing with an ankle injury, is practicing as of Thursday. So that's good news. Do we see him out on the field, Mike?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, the practicing makes me think that he'll probably get out there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, listen, Evan Engram was the stud receiver for the Giants with everybody out last week, and he's a tight end. So you got to think that when Sterling Shepard steps back in there, he'll probably be the second top target for Eli, from, you know, especially with how poorly they used Shane Vereen. I was surprised that they didn't get him more involved in the passing game against Denver. Did that surprise you at all?
It really did. Everything about that game surprised me, even though I kind of saw it coming to an extent. Like, I just didn't like the favorite. Every single time I see that happen to Denver, bad things happen. Yeah, Vereen, where was he at? That was his game. That was the game we needed him in.
Yeah, that was not only the game we needed him in, but the game they should have needed him in, considering all the injuries to their receiving options. It's very shocking, and to me that tells me that they have no confidence in using Shane Vereen in any type of role where they need to rely on him for anything. So, if you had Shane Vereen maybe on your bench or just, you know, whatever the situation is, don't pick up Shane Vereen no matter what at this point. Even if you see him have like a big week, 1 week, forget it. It's fool's gold.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. I don't own him in any leagues, and I don't plan on owning him in any leagues.
All right. Some other news here. Kelvin Benjamin was not at Thursday's practice, dealing with a sore knee. Ron Rivera was a little concerned with Benjamin's status for Sunday. Also, Luke Kuechly, dealing with the concussion, was officially limited at Thursday's practice, but doesn't look like he's going to be traveling as well. What do you think about Kelvin Benjamin injury?
I don't like it. I like Funchess a little bit more right now, but I don't like the fact that he's injured. That's not good.
Well, you know, and I have to say, I really don't like any of the receivers for the Panthers. I mean, sure, one of them might have a good day. It might be Funchess, but I mean, the Bears have been stingy at home against the pass, really not allowing a whole lot of yardage against them in the air. What do you think about that?
Right. You know, I'm down on a lot of Panthers this week as well. That is a tough matchup. The Bears at home they've been good on the road, too. That defense is actually an underrated defense.
I certainly agree. I think in the whole, they're an underrated team, but, you know, that's saved for another type of show, I suppose. I will agree that the offense is not where I want it to be. But, hey, I mean, as long as you got a good defense, you can run the ball all day long. Who gives a shit?
There you go.
So you're going to have to watch out. Even if Kelvin Benjamin plays, this isn't a good game for him. Chicago is 14th against the pass, 13th against receivers. I know the stats, even though I don't have it directly in front of me, they're better against number one receivers this season. So, you know, and then even Carolina, not that you were going to try and bother picking who was going to be the receiver there for the Bears, but they are also stingy against the passing game. So just start Jordan Howard, Christian McCaffrey, maybe Carolina's defense, you know, Cam Newton, possibly. That's about it.
Yeah, along with Devin Funchess, that's where I'm at.
You could throw him in at flex, I suppose, if you don't have anything better.
Right. Yeah, it's not a too bad of a bye week this week.
All right, so let's continue on with some more news. We also have Devontae Parker missed Thursday's practice, and another team, Stephon Diggs, dealing with a groin injury, did practice on Thursday, so that's some good news. So you might be getting Stephon Diggs, but if you're a Devontae Parker owner, status is a little questionable at the moment. Any thoughts?
Not really. Good to see Diggs coming back. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, guys. That's going to be it for the news. Let's move along here and preview these games for the week. All right. So this week, we're going to start off with Tampa Bay at Buffalo. the Buffalo Bills got rested up on that bye week, and now you got LeSean McCoy back this week. He's my big headline for this game because he's just been so underwhelming this season. 87 carries, 279 yards rushing, no touchdowns, but he has been decent in the passing game. That's helped you in PPR leagues with 27 receptions for 189 yards, but still no touchdowns. I mean, we keep saying this has got to be the week for him to score, but I don't know, man. What do you think this week?
I haven't benched him yet, but now he's on my flex and he's on notice, Nick. That's where I'm at with LeSean McCoy right now.
It's incredible. I mean, of all the first round guys, you know, you think about, right? I mean, you have Melvin Gordon, who's playing great. Devontae Freeman playing great. Jordan Howard, if you draft him at the end, still playing better than LeSean McCoy. Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, of course. You know, you've got those backs. And then here's LeSean McCoy stinking it up.
Yeah. Just doing dreadful this year. I do expect that to turn around against Tampa Bay this week at home. He's going to score this week. He has to, right? It's LeSean friggin' McCoy.
You would think. And what's amazing is they haven't needed LeSean McCoy to score, and they're still 3-2. That just boggles my mind that they're still in the running for being first in that division.
Testament to their defense. Their defense is phenomenal.
Yeah, after getting rid of Ronald Darby, which was surprising.
Right. Yeah, that did shock me that they actually were able to still be good.
Yeah. And, you know, so other headlines, too, is, you know, Jameis Winston has been dealing with the injury since Sunday's game. Do we get him starting or Ryan Fitzmagic getting in there again?
Hopefully Jameis is good to go. He looked like he was going to come back last week. He actually did even come back in a couple of drives, but they didn't keep him in there, which why would you? They were so far behind. Although it is kind of weird that they didn't use him when they got a little bit closer. I do think it's going to be Winston this week.
All right. So anybody you don't like in this game that you would not recommend starting?
You know, you're starting your Mike Evanses, and then, you know, you're starting Brate. I like the tight end matchups in this game. I really like Tyrod Taylor this week, especially as a streaming option if you know, or a replacement option if you had Aaron Rodgers, for instance. That's about it, you know.
It's a shame Charles Clay won't be in this matchup, still dealing with that injury.
Yeah, Charles Clay not being there is a bad, bad scene.
Yeah, so the only guy I can tell you at the moment to keep playing is LeSean McCoy and maybe Tyrod Taylor, depending on your quarterback situation. Maybe. That's it from the Bills. All right, let's move along then to Carolina at Chicago. Just talked about this game a little bit ago, so we're not going to get too in-depth. But as I mentioned before, you're starting your Jordan Howard. Let's talk about this, though. This is a headline we could discuss here. Tariq Cohen, what are you doing with him at this point? I mean, since Trubisky's been in the game as their quarterback, not really getting a lot of work. Of course, he did get the passing touchdown. But aside from that, really hasn't been contributing as much, especially in the passing game, which I expected him to do, even with Trubisky starting.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you get a change of scenery in that quarterback position, and they are showing it with his fantasy value. With me right now, he's a solid bench. I've actually seen him on a lot of waiver wires, and I'm not picking him up because he just doesn't seem to have that production.
Yeah, it was kind of like a catch out of the bag after week one of what they had in Tariq Cohen. Other teams didn't see, but now that they have that game tape, it seems like it's enough to know how to stop him. And it's unfortunate because it was going to be a unique weapon, I thought, for the Bears to utilize. And maybe he still will, but at the moment, he's not returning any fantasy value at the least.
Right.
What about this Ed Dixon on Carolina? What do you think of him going into this week?
You know, I think he'll actually be productive. I think I'm going to start him in a couple of leagues, in fact.
150 receiving yards?
Oh, no. No, probably closer to 60, somewhere in there.
All right. Very good. So let's move along then, guys, to Tennessee at Cleveland. Gross. This might be the only week I could say, hey, go pick up Tennessee Titans defense.
Right. Yeah, they ought to be able to shut them down. You would think, anyways.
You would think. I mean, this is an ugly game. Let's look at the players. You're going to start from the Browns, Duke Johnson. He's been their only reliable receiving target.
Yeah, and that's about it, you know, for me.
Yeah. That's it for me, too. And then for the Titans, I think you're starting your usual guys. Let's talk about this DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry split we have here. I mean, they're really splitting it down the middle when you look at their carries. For the season, Derrick Henry is 62, DeMarco Murray 68. And they're both rushing for nearly 315 yards. Derrick Henry actually has the edge 5 yards ahead of Murray, and both have 2 touchdowns. What is your thought there?
Derrick Henry is a must-own right now, and especially with DeMarco's hamstring kind of bothering him the way it is, that I think that's where you're seeing a lot of this production.
It's incredible. I mean, maybe this is where we see DeMarco Murray show his age finally. So, well, then, can you start Derrick Henry in this matchup?
I think so. Yeah, I'd start Derrick Henry. I'd start DeMarco Murray. I'd start Delanie Walker. There's very few Titans I'm not starting. It's Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Let's go on to the New Orleans at Green Bay. Ugh, this game could have been a really good game, but then Aaron Rodgers got hurt. And yeah. If you think I'm sad Aaron Rodgers got hurt, no, I'm not. I am a Bears fan, and I do not care that your Aaron Rodgers got hurt. In fact, it was like a miracle that it happened. And I'm sorry to say that. It's horrible for me to say, but I really just don't like the Packers, and I don't like Aaron Rodgers personally. Even though I don't know the guy, I'm sure maybe he's a nice guy outside the NFL, but screw Aaron Rodgers.
See, and to me, that just devastated so many of my leagues just because I was so heavy in Jordy, you know, mm-hmm. Ty Montgomery. I think the only person that I'm really looking at here now better is Martellus Bennett, because you got a new quarterback with a tight end. I think Martellus Bennett could actually start being pretty productive.
He very well could. And, you know, what's your thoughts on Aaron Jones?
Aaron Jones, man, he just kind of disappeared last week, but I think he comes back this week. I think you're going to have to use both of them now.
All right. And then, of course, we got to talk about Mark Ingram's resurgence last week. But is that a fluke? Because, I mean, you still have Alvin Kamara there. We all touted him as a starter.
When you keep him on the field, he's amazing. He's just such a good running back. I don't understand why they keep playing that game in New Orleans where this guy ever even gets on the sideline unless he needs a rest. But yeah, I think Alvin Kamara actually does have a better game this week. He seems like he wants to get involved. He seems like he deserves to get involved. But I think it's going to be at a lot less than people are expecting anyways.
I mean, I just wish they would try to figure out one and just start him already. I mean, geez. Make our jobs a little easier, right?
Right. Yeah. No, it's like Sean Payton hates Ingram, and I don't know why.
I don't know why either. But I'll tell you what, if New Orleans has a losing record this year, I'd suspect that Sean Payton will be gone from the Saints.
Rightfully so.
This season.
I've never really liked his coaching style.
I think it works in the early years of his, I like his quarterback development skills, which is why I would like him to come to the Bears for a couple years. Just to help develop our quarterback. But, okay. So here's my other question to you, too, about this game. Michael Thomas, 3 for 11, hurting my team last week. Does he bounce back in this game?
Yeah, you know, I can never predict Saints. It's just so impossible because you never know who's going to be having the big day. You got to lean Michael Thomas, but now you got Snead back. He really likes throwing to that Coleman, and you still got Colby Fleener on the field, and then you've got Kamara and Ingram. I mean, listen to all those names.
And Ted Ginn for whatever reason.
Yeah, and Ted Ginn's there too, I forget. Yeah, he actually scored last week too. I mean, who didn't score last week for that team?
Michael Thomas, actually.
Yeah, Michael Thomas
didn't score. That's who.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I was really annoyed by that. So, Michael Thomas, let's get more involved, huh? All right. Jacksonville at Indianapolis. Leonard Fournette went down with the injury last Sunday, but they're saying he should be fine and ready to go. And boy, you look at the stats for Leonard Fournette. Already 130 carries on the season.
Yeah, he's just a monster.
Yeah, 130 carries, 596 yards, 6 touchdowns. I mean, the guy's been a beast. Let's talk about the possibility here. If Leonard Fournette does for some reason go down, is this Chris Ivory's job?
I think so. I think he proved it. And it's amazing what he's doing out of that backfield for the passing game. I really like him PPR this week, in fact.
Okay, so you would actually flex him out there?
I would. Yeah, I'd flex him in a PPR league, especially with Fournette's injury concerns. I think if you can play Chris Ivory, now's the time.
I can't agree with you. But I mean, I think Chris Ivory should be owned, especially by Leonard Fournette owners.
Right, absolutely.
Sure. Let's look at the Colts side of this game. You got still Jacoby Brissett, and looks like that's it might be Jacoby Brissett almost the entire season.
Yeah, I'm expecting Indianapolis to put Andrew Luck on the pup before the end of the week, possibly by the beginning of next week. I do not see him coming back this season, so it's going to be Jacoby Brissett's offense. I just do not like it. I would rather have Luck out there. I think I'd be way more confident as a T.Y. Hilton owner if he was the quarterback. But at the same time, T.Y. Hilton is a type of receiver you can't really keep down. I think Jacoby Brissett usually at home doesn't do too bad, so I'm actually not as down on Indianapolis as everybody else is.
Do you think it's time for Marlon Mack to start getting more of the workload back there?
You know, if Frank Gore keeps looking like he was looking last week, he's the crypt keeper, man. That guy is just solid. He is so good at football also. So I don't know. I don't see why you would need to. I don't see why you'd want to when you have Frank Gore producing the way he's producing.
Well, my only thought is because, I mean, at this point you realize it's probably a losing season for you as the Colts organization. I mean, they clearly need to rebuild in certain areas. And without Andrew Luck, I mean, maybe not at this point. I guess they're not thinking that way, but...
Well, they're still in the mix, right?
I mean, they are, but it's only because that division stinks so bad.
Right.
I mean, that's the only reason. Although, the Texans looking like the way they are, I don't know how much they're going to be in that mix.
That's a fact. Yeah, no, Houston's been looking really good.
Yeah,
Tennessee hasn't been looking bad when they have Mariota on the field either.
Well, and then the Jaguars are just so up and down. You never know, but their defense looks legit as well. So I could see Jacksonville coming into Indianapolis and winning that game this week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you got Arizona at the Rams this week. Another division rivalry game. Another one hard to predict, but let's point it out, though. Adrian Peterson back.
He looked good last week. I mean, he looked really tough to stop. He looked like the old Adrian Peterson again.
Yeah, we're not talking about old Adrian Peterson. We're talking about the old Adrian Peterson, as in what he was before the last couple of seasons of being dragged down by injuries and just inconsistent play. Yeah, they gave him the ball and he did what he does with the ball. He was great, and I don't see how you can't start him at this point, even after one game.
Right. Yeah, I actually heard last night on the radio when I was listening to Hoos, I heard him say there was a guy on there that called in that said he traded Kareem Hunt for Adrian Peterson straight up, and I was like, man. Yeah, that was a good game, but I don't know if we're quite there yet. I mean, he did look to form, but for Kareem Hunt, that's crazy. And I really apologize about missing last night. I was going for a head coaching baseball job, and I was up against a guy that was like Mr. Coach. He's all, oh, I've developed several teams in Salt Lake City, and I took them all to championships within 3 years. And I'm sitting there like, well, I beat a state a couple of times. And so, I mean, before the end of it, I even said, I nominate that guy because they were doing this whole Robert Rules of Order thing. But anyways, that's my rant.
I mean, could he name any of the players he got to the MLB?
not yet. No, but he had only been doing this for about 7 years. And yeah, I mean, this guy's legit. Like I said, I wanted him to coach me before the end of the meeting. I was like, yeah, this guy's by far the winner.
Well, there you go, being modest.
It's not even modesty, man. I am never modest. I am the most cocky person I've ever met in my whole entire life. But when you're beat, you're beat.
All right, let's get back to this game, though. So Adrian Peterson, you're starting this week, and I agree with you. We're not there on Adrian Peterson with Kareem Hunt. I mean, first off, Kareem Hunt's younger. So that's only going to play in him staying, having an easier time of staying healthier. And he's not going to run out of gas like I can see Adrian Peterson doing towards the end of the season.
Well, especially that kind of a workload.
Right. You know, I mean, at least the wheels are healthy enough right now where he should be fine for you for a little while. You're not going to have to worry about, burning out the wheels. So you got your Todd Gurley on the other side. You're definitely going to start. How do you feel about Jared Goff this week in this matchup?
I think I'd start him. I think I'd comfortably start him. I think this is going to be a fairly not high scoring, but medium scoring game.
Yeah, because they have to put in Jared Goff for a bye week replacement for Deshaun Watson. So I'm going to be starting Jared Goff, and maybe some others out there will too. And I like the matchups for Cooper Kupp this week. As we're going to see Sammy Watkins playing against Patrick Peterson. I think Kupp can have a big week for you guys this week, and I totally recommend flexing him this week.
I do too, and I like Sammy Watkins this week. I know Adam probably hates me for saying that because he might start him, and then he'll start yelling at me on Sunday when he does nothing. But I do. I feel like he's getting the targets. He's getting those deep targets. I think it's going to be that kind of game.
Yeah, but Sammy hasn't been doing anything with these targets.
No, he hasn't been catching them. He's just been barely getting missed on those big long routes. Jared Goff's been missing him by maybe 2 or 3 yards. I'm thinking that they get it together here pretty quick, and that's going to be a nasty 1-2 punch, especially with Robert Woods. I like Robert Woods this week. I'm basically starting a lot of players in this game. I think it's going to be high scoring.
I just can't agree with you, though, about Sammy Watkins for this week. I agree that once they get it together, he'll be a great play, but I just can't see it this week.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but Patrick Peterson's out this week, isn't he?
No. He is in the game this week.
Oh, okay. Well, that does change things for me. I can see Sammy Watkins getting slowed down by him, but I think Peterson might have to shift to Woods in this game. I don't know. I feel like Sammy Watkins is going to have himself a good game.
Well, we'll see. You think he'll have a better game than Cooper Kupp?
I think he'll have about an even game as Cooper Kupp.
Want to make a bet on it?
No, I'm not that confident.
Okay. All right, well, let's get to a crappy game. Jets at Miami.
How could you call this a crappy game? This is for the division lead, bud.
well, not really. I mean, Patriots already beat the Jets, so that's that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you also got the Bills, who are, you know, 3-2 as well. So it's amazing now that this whole division has shaken out to this point. It's pretty gross.
I don't know. I really like this matchup, too. I think there's going to be some good fantasy value here. I think J.H.I. was looking good last week. I think the fact Bilal Powell's coming back, that's going to be a good thing. Matt Forte was looking good. I'm not all out on the Jets anymore. And I really think Austin Safarian Jenkins is looking good. I'm liking the Jets. The Dolphins, on the other hand, I'm not really too confident about, although Cutler did start finding Jarvis Landry last week a little bit more. So I think once he starts doing that, they can start having some success.
Listen, I mean, this we've talked about J.H.I. before, and it's gross. You know, the whole Miami offenses look pretty gross. And, yeah, I mean, against Atlanta, sure, J.H.I. finally had it going with 130 yards. But let's be real, this whole season, he hasn't looked that good. 3.8 rushing yards per carry for the season, and only 100-yard game, maybe two. At this point, in five games, I would say he's been pretty bustastic this week, this season.
Yeah, no, he hasn't done where you drafted him, that's for sure. But at the same time, I think he's going to start putting it together. He's looking really good last week, and Atlanta's no slouch defense.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't think their defense is that great.
See, and I started their defense last week, and not because it was Cutler, because they actually have a lot of speed on that defense. They just somehow Cutler made him look bad. Cutler does that, though. He comes out, you know this as a Bears fan, that guy comes out, has that one or two good games in a row, and then he goes back to being Cutler.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens at Minnesota Vikings. Let's see here. Starting Jerick McKinnon, starting Thielen, Diggs, and Rudolph. That's about all I have for the whole game.
What about... Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I might be starting the Minnesota Vikings defense, too.
Yeah, there you go. That's another one. There you go. Forgot about that.
I was so on board with Baltimore this year. How is that team 3-3? They are so dreadfully bad. They cannot put anything together. They don't have – it's a three-headed monster in the backfield. Although I like Buck Allen, but I do not like Buck Allen this week. And Breshad Perriman, he's already hurt again. What about Macklin? How do you feel about Macklin this week?
Man, he's just been so inconsistent. You look at his games, I mean...
He's been scoring touchdowns total. When he's in there. That's the one thing he's got going for him.
He's got two for the year.
Well, he's played two games.
Well, no, he's played more than that this year.
He was in for a few plays, but he's mostly been out. Like, he goes in for a play or two, and then he realizes that his leg still hurts.
Well, maybe
I own him in too many leagues to know better. Like, I'm like, man, that guy's been killing me all year.
Well, the first 2 weeks, yeah. I mean, he was off to a decent start, you know, got the touchdown both weeks. But then, yeah, I mean, the last week was probably his most productive in a PPR. I'm sorry, not last week. The week before against the Raiders was his most productive, going 6 for 43, and then wasn't even available for last week against the Bears. So I don't know at this point. It all depends on how if he can get himself healthy enough to start playing again. But,
yeah, nope, I agree.
I mean, you're probably going to have to start Mike Wallace if you have, you know, maybe DeAndre Hopkins on a bye, or, you know, with Detroit on a bye and the Golden Tate injury news, you might have had to start, you know, Mike Wallace this week, maybe in his place. And, you know, that might be the case. And in that case, I'd be OK with it. I'm not thrilled about it, but I'd be OK with it.
And see, and I just, I'm with you as far as I don't like anything Baltimore right now.
No, neither do I. And that for that reason, we're going to move on to Dallas at San Francisco 49ers. Can somebody say CJ Beathard?
I kept saying beat hard because I'm like 12 years old. But
that's what I said to myself in my head, too. I was like, beat hard.
Not on board with San Francisco. Anything this year. You know who I like? Everybody with the star on their helmet this week. I'm going to probably start them.
Ezekiel, I mean, I'd start Pierre Garçon.
I might start Pierre Garçon. If I would like to have better options. At least in a PPR. Yeah,
in a PPR,
sure.
I would definitely start him.
Yeah, and Kittle. I really like Kittle this week, too. I always forget about that guy. That Kittle is, and especially with Beathard as the quarterback, he's going to be really good, I think, this week. You can really score against Dallas. This game's going to probably be 28-0 before halftime, I think. And then so we're going to have some garbage time with San Francisco. Yeah, I'd start Garçon.
One thing I can say for sure is I'm really happy that I got Dak Prescott this year, because he has been lighting it up, especially over the last few weeks. He's really been up in his game as far as fantasy is concerned from last season. What do you think of him going forward for the rest of the year?
Oh, grab him. I actually got him in a couple leagues because he was on a bye last week and they dropped him. And so,
wow.
Yeah, buddy. I'm loving every minute of that. I didn't draft him in a lot of leagues because I expected with a year of videotape on him that he would probably get slowed down. But, man, he has really looked good. He's really looked to complete that offense. I think the sooner they get this Ezekiel Elliott thing out from underneath them, because I think that's slowing the whole team down. I think it's every week, because you got to figure, you start game planning for this, and then all of a sudden you got to start game planning for that. That team has got to have been scattered this whole entire team, or this whole entire year.
It may have, but the only thing I can say is, I mean, it is the Dallas Cowboys, who are not without their controversies and issues over the past few years, but maybe with these young guys, maybe you're right, maybe they're not used to this kind of situation. So maybe that is what's happening. But, yeah, I mean, I like all Cowboys this week. Start every one of them. You know, hell, even start Bryce Butler. Why not?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I took a flyer on him a couple weeks ago, and he scored me a touchdown. So.
Well, look at you. Look at you. Yeah, you're starting your studs in that game. I mean, maybe Carlos Hyde and Pierre Garçon, but that's about it for the 49ers. And with that being said, we're going to move on here to the Steelers. Cincinnati at the Steelers. Whew, man, Bengals had a bye last week. What are we thinking here this week, Mike? Who do you like? Who do you not?
I like Pittsburgh at home. I think Pittsburgh looked really good at Kansas City. I think if you listened to us last week, I said, watch out because Pittsburgh's not going to keep this up. Le'Veon Bell's looking really good all of a sudden, which we saw that coming. Pittsburgh's 4-2, which really kind of shocks me. That they really didn't get it together till last week. So I'm starting, I don't like Cincinnati, but I like Pittsburgh at home. I'm starting everybody with the Steelers jersey, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger. It's kind of funny because you always start those guys, right?
You're going to start Big Ben?
I would start Big Ben, yes. See, if I was like, say, a Watson owner or a Stafford owner, which I'd rather be a Roethlisberger owner than a Stafford owner right now.
Very true. But at least he didn't completely crap the bed for you last week, though, as a Stafford owner.
Right. And seeing Ben Roethlisberger's just a better quarterback than what we're seeing right now. He's crapped the bed 6 straight weeks, as far as I'm concerned. He hasn't put up Big Ben numbers. But I think they can put up Big Ben numbers this week.
See, so what do you think about this Martavis Bryant news of him? You know, there's the reports that were saying he wants to be traded. Then, of course, he comes out and denies that. But you got to believe if there's a report coming out about it, there's got to be some truth involved in there.
Well, where there's smoke, there's fire, that's for sure. I don't know how I feel about Martavis Bryant. He landed on a lot of my waivers this week. He's another guy I drafted heavy because I was getting that value so late. I don't see him getting too involved with this offense anymore. It doesn't seem like they have room for him. Seems like it's either Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and when it's not, it's Juju. So,
I mean, could you say right now Martavis Bryant is droppable?
I dropped him. I'd say yes. I would say he hasn't given you the fantasy production that you drafted him for. Can you do it this week? Absolutely. Will he do it next week? Probably not.
It's very true. All right, so in the Bengals side of this game, I'm liking Joe Mixon this week. I'm liking AJ Green, of course.
I picked up Mixon off a few waivers this week, and I'm really loving his matchup.
Wow. How did you get Mixon off of waivers?
I have no idea, but in three different leagues, 12, 10, and 10 – I picked up Mixon. I was like, whoa, Joe Mixon's on the waiver wire.
Yeah, I'd like to be in that league next year.
Absolutely. Two of them are for money.
Well, there you go. All right, let's look at this Denver Chargers game. Talked a little bit about this earlier. We've mentioned the running backs. Melvin Gordon's been a little banged up. Are you concerned about him?
No, he looked good last week. He's putting the biscuit in the basket this year. I love Melvin Gordon this year.
So do I. So, all right. So we got Melvin Gordon, good go this week. And we already talked about the receivers, so let's move along. I mean, the only one thing I guess we could mention is, let's talk about Hunter Henry, actually. He's finally getting involved.
He's getting involved. Mm-hmm. He's getting in there. I like Hunter Henry this week. I like a lot of tight ends over him. I think this is going to be kind of an air it out. Phillip Rivers loves to air it out against Denver. So I don't really see a whole lot of production, but I think if he's available, you grab that guy.
All right. So you don't think Hunter Henry's going to fall back down to goose eggs again, do you?
I don't think goose eggs, no. But like I said, this week I don't expect much out of the guy. But season long, he'll probably get about 6 to 7 targets a game.
Okay. All right.
Which for tight end this year is spectacular.
Yeah, for this year,
yeah,
definitely seems it. Let's talk about Seahawks going to the 1-5 Giants. This game, so looking at this game, though, you're going to basically start Doug Baldwin, Russell Wilson, Jimmy Graham, and you'll start, that's about it for the Seahawks. But let's go to the Giants, actually. Orleans Darkwa had himself a game against Denver where Denver was really stingy against the run before that performance from Orleans Darkwa. So what's the situation here? Did he earn himself that lead back role, or is this going to be some kind of ugly split considering the week before that we saw Gallman rocking the ball?
I think it's going to be an ugly split, to be honest. And I think Seattle's going to come in and do what Denver couldn't do, and that's just shellack the Giants.
Yeah, it's probably what's going to be since I don't own Seahawks defense in any of my leagues. But last week I owned Denver Broncos defense. That's exactly why they didn't do what I expected them to do. So just so you know, you guys should be in the clear if you have Seahawks defense.
Yeah, I think they're a great start this week. I like all Seahawks. Sterling Shepard takes a seat. I know he's probably going to play this week. But I like Evan Ingram, but I don't like him against Seattle. I think this is just going to be a dominant one-sided smackdown.
Yeah, I'm not really loving anybody on the Giants this week either. I don't think you can trust anybody to win you anything, especially your league this week. Let's do Atlanta, New England, the Super Bowl rematch as your Sunday night game. Boy, we expected this game, when we looked at the schedule, to probably be bigger. But it really doesn't feel that way, does it? I mean, with the way the teams have played, pretty underwhelming.
Right. The fact that I don't like New England's defense this year, I think is going to be a big deal for – I think Julio has a great game this week, finally. I really do.
I don't think so.
I don't think this Julio Jones staying unproductive keeps up.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know, there's one thing that the Patriots have been good at, and they still have done it this season. It's taking out the number one weapon on a team. And that's still Julio Jones, regardless of how he's done this season. So I think the Patriots will go all out to stop him. The true shiners in this game are going to be Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman.
Yeah, no,
those boys are going to get fed.
Yeah, I like Devonta Freeman a lot this week. I like Tevin Coleman. I like Taylor Gabriel, Austin Hooper. I like everybody in a Falcons jersey. And I really, Chris Hogan, Tom Brady, I think they're going to kill it.
Yeah, I think Julio Jones owners, don't be surprised if this is another down game for him. Just because Patriots will sell out.
I think he'll explode. I think he has himself a good game. The revenge match.
Bet on it?
Yeah, I'll bet on it. Julio Jones goes over 15.
In what format?
PPR.
Full?
I'll even go half.
All right, you're on. Half PPR. Julio Jones has to have over 15 points. I'm taking the under.
Sounds good. Ding, what are we doing, ding. Cookies?
Sure, why not?
Since they just became relevant again on Sleeperbot.
Hey, there you go. You got it. All right, Washington Redskins at Philly is your Monday night game. Boy, the Eagles have been looking pretty good in the NFC conference, especially with the way the rest of the teams have looked.
They really have. They've looked really good this year.
Yeah, I know a guy in my one league. He lost Aaron Rodgers, but he's had Carson Wentz on the bench, so it's not like he really lost a lot.
Carson Wentz is fantastic this year. He's having himself the best year ever. How do you feel about Washington in this game?
Honestly, because of the division game, I wouldn't be surprised if the Redskins pull one over on him, though.
What about primetime Kirk?
Yeah, in primetime, he's played well.
He hasn't played well. He's terrible in primetime.
Well, he beat the Raiders in the...
He beat the Raiders. Well, I think I could muster up a team of 15 gentlemen that could beat the Raiders.
Well, listen, you weren't saying that at the beginning of the season, that were
I you? Was not, no, but man, have they looked terrible. They just do not look like they have anything going for them.
Well, look, he had the... You can't say primetime Kirk because one game against the Raiders, he's throwing 365 for 3 touchdowns. And then, they go and play Kansas City... That's at Kansas City. That was a primetime game, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes. Kind of like right. Pittsburgh went to Kansas City.
Right. So, yeah, but that's Pittsburgh. They're a better team than the Redskins, let's be real.
Yeah, well, and here comes Philadelphia, though. Like, I think Philadelphia at home, I am not having too high expectations.
Again,
of my Washington
hello,
offense.
Hello, hello, Mike, Earth to Mike, division rivalry game. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. What did I tell you before? Hello.
Yeah.
You throw the stats out the window. This is division rivalries to me like taking two teams you don't know what's going to happen with. You might know a little bit here and there, but you really don't know anything. It's like coming into week one of the NFL for me.
This is true. While I agree with that, I just think that Philadelphia will be able to game plan for them. I think Philadelphia will be able to shut down their offense pretty handily. And I feel like Philadelphia can score against that. That's what is a very stout defense. Washington Redskins have a good defense. I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game by any affair. But I do like Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz, Nelson Aguilar.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a 24-21 finish and Redskins win the game.
And I don't see that happening. I could see a 24-21 finish, but I think Philly wins.
Well, I'll bet you more cookies that Redskins win.
Okay, same bet. We'll just say 10 cookies across the board on both.
Okay, you got it. There you go. So barely touching into anything fantasy there.
Right. To me, like I said, you got your Eagles. Your Eagles. The Redskins, I don't like
Kirk
Cousins.
Know your Eagles? Are you starting LeGarrette Blount?
I don't think so. I don't really like the Philadelphia Eagles backfield split. Wendell Smallwood will be back this week. So we got Wendell Smallwood, you got LeGarrette Blount, you got Corey Clement. I just don't like that backfield. I like their passing attack. Their passing attack is fantastic. But that backfield is a three-headed monster.
But not really. LeGarrette Blount's really running away with that backfield.
When Wendell Smallwood's injured, yeah, I'll agree with that. But Wendell Smallwood's back this week.
Even so, how many weeks has Wendell Smallwood been out?
I believe 2. I'll look that
up. Okay. I'm just gonna share with you. LeGarrette Blount, 70 carries, 390 yards, 5.6 yards per carry.
But remember, Smallwood was sitting, when he was on the field, people were dropping LeGarrette Blount. You could have picked up LeGarrette Blount off of waivers 2-3 weeks ago.
And I don't think that was wise of people to drop LeGarrette Blount. Wendell Smallwood, even missing 2 weeks, you still got to look at him, 29 carries, 113 yards, 3.9 yards per carry. That's not good.
Yeah, no, I believe that LeGarrette Blount's the better back. I just don't believe the Philadelphia Eagles think he's the better back. I don't know happens with LeGarrette Blount, but every time he gets on a team, they don't use him the way he needs to be used. He is such a powerful running back. Run him, give him the ball. I think he's 10 times better than Wendell Smallwood, but it doesn't seem like they play it like that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think even with Wendell Smallwood coming back, I say LeGarrette Blount probably still will be the lead back there. I mean, I don't think he's an every week starter for you, but I still think that he's definitely not droppable at this point. And you got to play him in bye week situations and things like that and hope for the best.
See, and I don't like starting anything from the Eagles backfield. I stand by that.
Let's look at the other players in this game. Chris Thompson, I think you're going to have to continue to roll out there at this point. He's been lighting up.
Yep.
Right. And then, you know, Samaje Perine, you maybe want to have him on your bench, but at this point he's not worth really, I don't know. What do you think of Samaje Perine?
He looked really good last week. He seems like a big, powerful back. I think I'd still rather have Rob Kelly. I'd rather wait on Rob Kelly to come back.
Yeah, that's about where I am too. Terrell Pryor, what do you think this week? Maybe him and Kirk Cousins have it figured out? They'll figure it out against the Eagles?
I don't. I don't. Not at home, they don't.
Yeah, maybe not. All right. We got through all the games, talked about all the players. Guys, this is it. Week 7 is going to be in the books as a Monday night, and we all want to wish you guys good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. Win some fantasy this week. Do better than I did last week. That's my goal this week. I went 3-8. 3-8. Mm. I can't remember the last time I had a losing record in fantasy, but boy, this week hurt. But I have a lot of Aaron Rodgers. It just sucked. This year, the injury bug has just torn me up.
Well, you know, what's been killing me is that every week, especially in my money leagues, I have gone up against the guys who have the highest points of the week.
Oh, man.
That's just always been my luck, though, in my money leagues. I mean, I'm 2-4 in two of my both money leagues. But everywhere else, I'm either 6-0, 5-1, and that's four other leagues, at least three that I run myself. The other one is a joint team. But, I mean, three of them I run on my own, 6-0, and then 2 5-1s. I was like, why can't those be the money leagues?
Yeah, I started my money league out, both of them 3-0, and one of them I just evened out at 3-3, and the other one I'm 4-2. But I don't like it because, man, these guys are just nasty. They'll get you. So get any losses suck. So hopefully turn it around this week.
Yeah. And in my one money league, I'm the second highest scoring team in the league. So what does that tell you about being 2-4 with the second highest score?
Yeah, that's rough. I've seen it in quite a few leagues this year.
It's really annoying. All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. Mike, please let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me at Dirty Jobs on Sleeperbot, Dirty Jobs Mike on Instagram, and then also at Dr. Kane21 on Twitter.
And you can find me on Twitter at SleeperWireNick or on Sleeperbot at SWNick. And you guys also, please go to our website, sleeperwire.com. You can check out our rankings, and you can find all of our episodes on there. And please go support our dear friend Rob. He's got chronic Lyme disease. We talk about him all the time. He still needs our help to get the treatments he needs to live a normal life, guys. So please, 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 please go to sleepwire.com. There's a link there for his GoFundMe page, or you can simply just go to GoFundMe.com/RobJR to make a donation. Please help him out. All right, Mike, this is it. Thank you so much for joining me on tonight's show.
Yeah, as always, a pleasure, man. Definitely enjoy talking football with you.
All right, for Dirty Mike, I'm Nick Summerall saying so long, everybody. Good night.
Y'all take care. Just call me Dirty Mike.
That's right.
Fantasy Football Show will help you win your fantasy football championship. Sleeper Wire, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Sleeper Wire on Dash Talk.